right into the...
See, I can't see it without the lineup. All right, we will now reconvene to open session. And let's please stand for the flag salute. Actually, I want to do this first and then that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's now have a moment of silence for remembrance of those who are no longer with us. Thank you. Roy, will you report out of closed session, please?
Happily. There was no reportable action in closed session.
We make it way too easy for you. There are no presentations and or public hearings at this time, so we'll move on to public comment for items not on the agenda. Any comments should be relate to an item of interest within the board's jurisdiction, but not on the agenda today. And public comment is limited to 3 minutes or otherwise at my discretion. So the limit is 3 minutes. Thank you very much.
Good evening, I'm Julie Tacker, and as I mentioned at your last board meeting, the Board of Supervisors, or the county's project for the wastewater project, is about to embark on the dryland farming irrigation contracts. I asked 2 weeks ago, I'll ask again tonight, that your board take a position, and the position be to oppose that. There is one more contract that still needs to go before the Board of Supervisors. That would be a nice opportunity for the public and yourselves to opine. So when that comes around, I hope you do that. Because we don't want to waste any water. Then when we're talking about wastewater, I'm talking about wastewater, I am reminded that Bay Ridge Estates' septic system, while the collection system has been hooked up to the sewer, the septic tanks have not been pumped or dealt with as far as decommissioning or reuse. That was a conversation your board was going to have and has yet to have. There's a significant cost associated with that. I believe that you need to have that discussion. Can they be reused for some purpose for that's in the best interest of water quality or recharge? And I think you should also invite the Bay Ridge community to participate in that. That is their neighborhood, and they're going to pay for it one way or another. Which brings me to the one way or another. The district has loaned Bay Ridge and Vista de Oro, Bay Ridge Estates and Vista de Oro, money over the years to manage their septic systems or their collection systems and hook up to the sewer. There's never been a formal loan agreement. Later tonight, your general manager recommends that you don't need an inter-fund loan agreement because we were under the impression that there was some shortfall this budget cycle, but there is no real loan agreement for the funds that were loaned to do the work in the past several years. I think all of that needs to get rectified, and especially with Bay Ridge Estates, in that there's further loaning that's going to have to take place to accomplish the decommissioning of those septic tanks. My very last thing, when I talk about water quality, and these are all related, is let's stop pumping the Palisades well.
Thank you.
Lynette Tornosky with sort of a public service announcement that would make the people who have to pull weeds at Elfin Forest, Sweet Springs, and Montaña de Oro, which probably doesn't get pulled at all, celebrate Los Osos is having a Sahara mustard pull. It's going to be on Saturday, February 17th. We'll meet in the parking lot at South Bay Community Center at 10 o'clock, and the pull will end at noon. What people may not know is that one plant can broadcast 16,000 seeds, and these mustard plants really kind of take over where our native plants should grow, but they won't because of these. So where we have pulled them in the past, they actually did not come back. And so if people would show up to help us pull this stuff out, maybe we could keep something out of this community that we don't want. It's probably too late for belt grass, but we could win on this one. Thank you.
Richard Margetson, at your last meeting, I made a comment about the audit that I still stand behind. And if anybody had paid attention to my comment, I said that I was only addressing one issue that I had with the audit, that there were many more. Nobody other than Chuck Cicina sought to engage the public to find out what some of those other issues may have been. But at the last LOCAC meeting, the LOCAC report from this board, given by board member Tornosky, highlighted the election of officers and that the audit was presented and accepted by the district and filed, and a bunch of financial issues were addressed that night, and found it necessary in his written statement to mention that during that agenda item, a member of the public who couldn't control himself was asked numerous times to stop and then was escorted out of the meeting by the sheriff. I have two problems with that statement. In the future, since I still stand behind my comments, and since we can't get this stuff done through the front door, maybe we'll have to do it through the back door from now on, mention my name. I'm proud that I took a stand on this audit, and I'm proud that Chuck Cicina had the guts to ask some questions that nobody else did. And when you're giving those type of reports, also mention that not one of the other board members had one comment on an audit that was shown to have flaws and had some concerns and were voiced by another director with no follow-up. There used to be a time in this community when public input and public meetings led to something, when public input was listened to, was taken into consideration, and things came from it. We'll talk about the correction of the Tuckfield report. We'll talk about Move the Sewer. We'll talk about the fire tax. We'll talk about the second fire tax. We'll talk about the level of service increase with the fire department. We'll talk about the rate studies that were done by members of the public in conjunction with committee members. Those came from the public. There was a time when, even though the fights were hard, something came out of it. You guys don't even engage anymore. And I'm talking about only four of you, because Chuck does seem to show some concern for the financial position of this district at this point. You guys don't engage anymore. The agendas are absolutely impotent. You have all these issues in the district, and the agendas are the same month after month. Three big items this month having nothing to do with our water issues.
Thank you.
I got one last sentence.
Thank you.
I'm going to wait till the end of public comment, and then I'm going to go home and let you wallow in your ineptness, because that's what it is.
Good evening, Lindy Owen. Losos is here. I wanted to comment on the fact that the county has now agreed to release the $2.5 million. I was right the first time. Such a large amount of money that was withheld for 6 years at least towards conservation in this community. I'm afraid they're doing a really lousy job at informing people, because I haven't heard one word about it. And I would ask that this CSD put it in their next, consider putting it in their next billings, so that people locally have an access to possibly go in and find out what else they can do to help save our basin. Thank you.
Any further public comment? Seeing none, I'm closing public comment. Administrative and committee reports, and we'll start with the fire department report by Chief Alex.
Good evening, and congratulations, Chief Millage and Vice President.
No, you're the chief. I'm the president.
President Millage. Nervous.
Thanks for the upgrade.
Yeah. Well, you're chief of our department also, so come by and we'll give you a ride on the fire truck for sure. Anyway, congratulations on your new elections and your new appointments. My report is for December of 2017. We'll start with emergency activity. We saw our normal activity around 100 calls of response, 116. 65 of them were medical aids. 10 incidents were including a report of fire, and 22 for public service assists. Company 15 was called to cover the station and respond to emergencies in the month of December a total of 4 times. As far as our administrative action during the month of December, the primary project was our mid-year budget and working with Manager Osborne to get that completed and for the month of January. Excuse me. We also hired our new administrative assistant. We have a new administrative assistant, Holly Roner. She comes to us with an extensive background in event planning and financial. We worked with the banks for a while and is working out very well with us and taking over in a spot where we had Lori prior to that. We also got 8 new prospective reserve firefighters that have been hired. They're doing great. They're going through the process. In the month of December, they had their fit test and health physical, where they have to go through their health physical checkoffs, and then lastly put through a physical agility test and testing where we test to make sure their respirators fit okay. And so they're working their way through that process. 8 leaves us with only 3 positions open in the company, and I'm proud to say that we're one of the most vibrant reserve companies in the county. In the county-wide, it's a struggle with our reserve and PCF programs, and Los Osos is alive and well, I'm happy to report. We had special programs. December's busy for us, right? So lots of holiday seasons, lots of activities between the parade and Operation Santa Claus, where everyone brings down the toys. And we must have filled that office, the community filled that office at least 4 times. We had 10 bikes donated, brand new, right out of Dick's Sporting Goods from an anonymous donor. So for us, it's a lot of activity coordinating all that, along with the Seasons of Hope charity events with the food drives. And again, at least 4 of the community really came out for that. Outside of that, we're all in my report. Any questions for me or the fire department?
Any questions?
All right.
Thank you. And the Sheriff's Department's report, and we have Commander Vogue this evening.
Good evening. Commander Jim Vogue from Coast Station. Since our last meeting was on the 18th, I'm not going to go in for calls for service because it would be remarkably low. It's only been 2 weeks.
But that would be so encouraging.
I know. Try to make me look good, but that's not the case. But we'll just get into notable incidents here. On the 19th of January, Pismo and Los Osos, someone took a $2,000 generator from a Charter Communications truck. It was locked by a chain in the bed of the truck. The chain was still there, but the lock was missing. The 1900 block of 12th Street, on the 20th, a power inverter and CDs were stolen from an unlocked vehicle. On the 24th, on the 2000 block of Mountain View, approximately $600 worth of tools were stolen from a storage unit. Looks like somebody pried the wooden casing near the lock and then nailed it back shut again. So I guess that was nice of them to do that after they removed some tools. 1400 block of 10th Street, a lady had her car scratched really bad. Looked like, we refer to as keying a car. It was parked in a driveway. A little further investigation revealed that she believes it's her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend. It was the only car on the block that got scratched. On the 26th, 9th Street in El Moro, some of you might have already heard about this, a victim, a young man, was on Snapchat, which I know nothing about, but anyway, he got on Snapchat and agreed with an individual to purchase some marijuana, allegedly purchased marijuana. The vehicle containing the dealer pulled up to meet him because they're texting back and forth. It was a Jaguar. Five individuals pulled up to the victim, and he got inside, another mistake, and then they took off, and he was ready to consummate the deal. He took several hundred dollars out of his pocket, and the two individuals on each side of him in the back seat pulled out guns and pointed them at him and relieved him of his currency and then kicked him out of the car. He did memorize most of the license plate. We are kind of familiar with certain people in the area, and these were Paso Robles individuals for the most part, four out of five. Our gang unit immediately dispatched out there, found the car in a parking lot with the individuals with them in the car, and made the arrest. So it was a good situation. Last night, probably a lot of you heard about it or saw the news, we had a fatal accident. As you know, the sheriff's office doesn't investigate accidents. We do assist, and we handle, unfortunately, in this case, the coroner duties on a situation like that. Fatal accident with a motorcycle striking a truck that was making a left turn. The impact was so fierce that the motorcycle, it was a Harley, so it was a heavy motorcycle, actually caused the truck to tip up on its side. So we assisted the CHP with the investigation, and I understand the driver of the motorcycle, both of them are local residents. I know the driver of the motorcycle wasn't here all that long. I know he lived in a house here with some other people, so I know next of kin have been notified. And to end it on a good note, on the 15th, as you can see, at the community center, and I know the board has flyers to hand out, Sheriff Parkinson is going to have a town hall meeting. And he had one in Cambria, and it conflicted with a lot of other things. And there were nine people in the audience, including my wife, counted for one. So, every bit counts. But anyway, he continued to give an hour meeting about such things as the new marijuana law, immigration. Let's see, what else did he talk about? They wanted a new station in Cambria because we don't have any station in Cambria, and other things that affects that local community. So this is really a good time. These town hall meetings, you can actually, you have a public, they take questions. It's really nice. In addition, with Sheriff Parkinson, District Attorney Dan Dow is going to be there, and Supervisor Gibson is going to be there. So it's really a nice opportunity to talk to your elected officials. I think they're all running for office, so they'll make sure they're there. So you can ask their questions, but extremely homeless issues, of course, that's certainly a big issue up there and even a larger issue here. So that's my report. If I have any questions for anybody.
Questions from the board? Seeing none.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I didn't even have to announce you.
Glad I want to be announced.
Stay up there. Jose Acosta, everyone.
Good evening, Madam President, Board of Directors, members of the community. Jose Acosta, Utility Matters for Los Osos Community Service District. Tonight I'll be presenting my utility report for the month of December. We'll start with water production. As you can see, we produced 14.9 million gallons in the month of December. That averages out to about 479,000 gallons per day. It is an increase in production of about 14.5% for the previous December. It's a substantial increase. Some numbers I just want to present just for the annual. We produced about 185 million gallons this year, and last year was about 174 million gallons. So it was an increase of about 6% just based off of the calendar year. I went back a couple years to do some comparative numbers. The previous 2016, it was about 5.4% increase. Where we made the drastic jump from our conservation efforts was in 2015. We actually increased production by about, or decreased production by about 25% at that time, which is substantial. So you can see we're creeping back up. In the last couple years, we've gone up about 11% production from our wells. So that takes me down into the next part of the water production, which is our conservation and gallons per day per capita, which is about 64.1 gallons per day, which is down a bit from previous months, which we were up in the 70% or 70 gallon per person range. So what we're currently looking at is, again, we've been saying this for the last several months since October, November. General Manager Osborne's working on a conservation program with the community as well. But we're looking at suggestions from the community have been to post back out at the rotary sign at the entrance of town. So we've contacted them. We're getting ready to do that. We're stepping up our messages on the website and also on Channel 20. We have a couple banners left from the conservation years where we had several banners, and we're moving those around, speaking with members of the community of better locations to place those banners as well. So we'll be reaching out, trying to figure out where to put those banners. I did read an article today that states the state of California, about 40% of it's back into severe drought based off of last year alone. So we briefly stepped out of that drought, the severe drought, and it seems that we're back into it, 40% of the state. So doesn't exclude us. So members of the community, if we could just watch our usage and try to go back conserving the water. Next part of my report is the production and runtime hours by each well site. As you can see, we're continually trying to reduce the amount we do pull out of Palisades well and increasing in the other well sites to make up for those efforts out of Palisades and lost production there. Water billing information is the next portion. You see we consumed about 15.4 million gallons based off of water metered and sold to the community. And that generated approximately $249,400 of revenue for the district. Some of the projects and maintenance going on within the water distribution and treatment for the utility department. The operators continually do their daily, weekly sampling, on-call rounds, checking the facilities, doing general maintenance at the facilities, cleanup duties as well. Monthly meter reading, the meter changeout program. We completed about 72 meters in the month of December. I think I gave a small report. We're going to continually try to increase that number over the next couple years to have a complete changeout by 2020. And then at that time, we'll revisit for the next 10-year program. So, repaired broken water line services at 1715 11th Street, 1134 2nd Street, and 1373 8th Street. So it was a busy month of water line breaks out there, and so the guys were responding. Of course, they happen at the worst time, which is usually at night. So they get out there and they make the repairs as fast as they can, minimizing downtime for the customers as well as the water. They attended a confined space awareness training in San Luis Obispo. They've been working on meter boxes, going around, clearing out the meter boxes, replacing broken meter boxes, and raising meter boxes that are below grade or above grade, putting them back down to grade. So, In drainage, we continued doing basin maintenance. One of the places we did some substantial basin maintenance was at Cabrillo Basin, clearing out any shrub, clearing out the bottom for percolation purposes. Also, work was completed at our 8th Street and El Moro facility, drainage facility there. We had the panel replaced, which ensures that the controls work properly, the call-outs call out the operator when needed, and also the new pump was installed, the big pump, so that place should be operating pretty well for the next 15 to 20 years, hopefully. Bay Ridge Estates. I do want to announce that the contracts are still with the county, and we're waiting for final word that they have accepted. We've been in contact with the county as well regarding the septic tanks at Bay Ridge. So we are looking at ways that we're going to decommission those tanks. I don't have a final report of how that's going to happen or when it's going to be completed, but we are working on that, and we are aware of those as well. The rainfall totals. If you look at the chart, it's finally been updated on the county website. So you can see the rain totals through the month of December were only 1.73 inches, a lot less than last year. January, we did have that big storm that brought in a couple inches. So we did have a few inches in January, but nowhere near where we need to be. And that concludes my report. Do I have any questions from the board? Thank you.
Thank you very much. And the general manager's report.
Thank you. Good evening, Madam President and Board of Directors. This is the general manager report for January 2018 activities. We have received the first installment of funds for the Community Foundation in the amount of $10,000. A second installment of $30,000 will be forwarded by February 12th. As of this report, two of the six sewer laterals were completed and approved by the county. Both locations have their septic tanks cleaned and sealed. Payments will be forwarded to the contractors this week. I'm currently working on the Chamber of Commerce on sponsorship for water conservation program. The sponsorship form is posted on the district website, and at this time I've gathered $900 in sponsorship funds, and the Chamber has initiated their collection of sponsorships as well. I also have an update on the entries. Baywood Elementary has turned in their entries, and I'll be picking up Monarch Grove Elementary's tomorrow. We spoke with the middle school, and they need a little bit more time with the videos. We're looking at receiving those first part of March. That's okay, because the Chamber in Golden State and I, we met, and we would like to make the award program part of the March Business Expo. And so that date has also been moved back a little bit, so that gives us plenty of time to get the videos in from the middle school so that we can view those. And the possible date of the Business Expo is March 23rd. The California Infrastructure and Economic Development Bank certificate was completed, and the payment was sent to fulfill our first payment for 2018. The staff has been working on budget adjustments and updating the accounting procedures. Bookkeeper and I have been working on fund balances for Bay Ridge, Vista, Wastewater, and Drainage. Information was submitted to FAC for review per board direction, and Marshall, I'm sure, will report out on that. How that went. Staff has been working with the auditor to address questions from the board regarding the audit presentation at their January meeting. Edits have been made to pages 34 and 42. The audit was required by the district, has been distributed to the state and county controllers, NBAI Bank, U.S. Bank, and NBS. And it's also been updated on the district website. And it's on the front page, so you don't have to try to search for it. Training has been scheduled with MIP for the bookkeeper and myself to input the mid-year budget. It's going to be a little bit different than the original budget. The January revenue and expenditures statement will reflect the approved mid-year adjustments. So the December mid-year is not in there, nor the changes, but the January you'll see the different changes that were requested and mid-year adjustments. We posted, just on the side note, we posted an employment opportunity today on the district website. The Los Osos Community Service District is currently accepting applications for a full-time administrative clerk position. Application packets are available on the district website for pickup at the district office, and the deadline for the application is 3 p.m. on Thursday, March 1st. And as a report from NBS on January 17th, the Moody's Investors Service adjusted their rating on MBIA from BA3 to BA3 from BA1, the insurer of the district's wastewater assessment District 1 bonds. As directed by Section 5 of the Continuing Disclosure Agreement for the bonds, NBS is required to disclose a notice on the EMMA website following this event and is attached. So this doesn't affect our rating in any way. This is just reporting the issuer's rating. And unless there is any other questions for me? Questions? And I did want to, Jose had mentioned it, that we had some help from the public regarding some banners and stuff, and I just wanted to thank Lindy Owen because she's helping us find some better places, some more strategic places, so I just wanted to thank her for that.
Yes, thank you from the board.
Lokek.
And it's good to see you, Mr. Bender.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. It's been a while since I've been here. Anyway, I'm Larry Bender with Lokek. Things have been looking good for Lokek. We've had quite a few requests for remodels and additions to houses and stuff, which is good that people are going through the process and showing us town is doing good. We've had some a lot of discussion about vacation rentals here in town, and it's an ongoing issue going. We had a big meeting about it last week, and we're trying to finalize some suggestions to make vacation rentals work here in our little town. And that's pretty much it. So with the vacation rental thing, we did put a link on our webpage for people that are interested in knowing what rules we're going by now for vacation rentals and then what we're planning on possibly expanding it to. But it is an ongoing big topic here in town. People are concerned for it and against it. And our next meeting, we're going to be having February 5th to continue the discussion on the vacation rentals. And then our usual meeting, don't have the date on that right now. That's it. Anyone have any questions?
Questions from board members?
Questions?
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Vinson.
Madam President, members of the board, members of the public, I'm Steve Vinson with the Los Osos Baywood Park Chamber of Commerce. Very short list here. This past Saturday, the Chamber held its annual retreat to map out our activities for 2018. We discussed the board chamber organization and the roles and responsibilities of board members. We talked about updating our mission statement, giving a fresh coat of paint to our sign, updating our website, and that's it. As General Manager Osborne said, the Business Expo has been pushed back a week, so we could cooperate with a wedding reception. We were happy to do it. So that's it.
That's good. Any questions for Mr. Vinson? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
He's getting married.
I almost asked that. Finance Advisory Committee report? Vice President Ohilski? Yes, sir. It's your turn. That would be good.
Yes. So the Finance Advisory Committee met on Monday. We had some discussion about the warrants, the financial reports, and the financial updates. So the board, or pardon me, the committee did recommend that the warrant register be approved. Is that? And that the financial reports be received and filed. There were some questions about some of the items in the general ledger and how they weren't in sync with the audit report, but Adrian, the bookkeeper, assured us that that's an ongoing process and that it will be looked at. And in fact, one of the questions that came up was about the negative balance in the fire tax, and we got a response in here explaining why there's a negative balance, and it's primarily because of the tax collection schedule and when the funds are received. So that question was answered, and then we talked a little bit about the audit, as was already mentioned by one of the public speakers. The auditor is independent of the district. The questions that both the committee and the board had of the auditor were taken into account by the auditor. As General Manager Renee mentioned, there was a couple changes to the chart, but other than that, no substantive changes to the audit report. So that's been forwarded on to the various public agencies that they need to be done to by the end of January. And I think that's pretty much it. So our next meeting will be the Monday before our next board meeting. So did I miss anything? Monday the 26th. Did I miss anything? Okay.
Thank you very much. Are there any directors' announcements of district and community interest and reports on attendance of public meetings, training programs, conferences, and seminars? Who would like to start?
Well, I think we have to mention that this year's Chamber of Commerce board induction ceremony, our Vice President Ohilski was named Citizen of the Year for Los Osos Baywood Park Chamber of Commerce, so congratulations.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. And just to follow up on that, I think that we should also thank all the other award winners, because I was not only the only award winner. There was Volunteer of the Year and Bear Pride, et cetera. So I thought it was a very well-attended event, and congratulations to the new board members who just got in their retreat last Saturday. So hopefully they'll all stick with you, Stephen.
Great.
So I attended a fire safety lecture in Cumbria yesterday, and it was very detailed, and they're having a series there, and it's put on by the Cumbria CSD, and it just occurred to me it would be really good if I got you the schedule so that you could put it on our calendar and website as well. Yeah. Good. Anything else? Okay. Now, we usually don't have this, but we do. We actually have General Manager Osborne has a response to a previously asked question.
Thank you. There was a previously asked question about a past auditor note regarding personnel errors, some payroll errors, and those were addressed. The payroll errors from a past audit were corrected and to the auditor's satisfaction. So yes, in fact, those errors were cleared up.
All right. We're going to be moving on to the consent agenda and the public comment thereon. But before we have public comment, I would like to know if there is any member of the board who would like to pull an item.
G. I'd like to pull G for a brief discussion.
G. All right. So we will not be taking public comment on item G, but we will be taking public comment on all other parts of the reports and the consent agenda.
Tornatsky. I'm sorry, our fire chief left. I heard rumor that our brand new fire safe council for Los Osos is having a meeting tomorrow, but the fire station doesn't know where the meeting is or the time, so I'm kind of sad that he's gone, that I can't see if he got some updated information to let us know. I think since we had such a huge response to the January 11th meeting up at Sunnyside School and the offices rented by Cal Fire, we had a really excellent meeting there. And out of this, I think the Fire Safe Council sort of came back to life. So I'm kind of disappointed. The meeting's tomorrow. I don't know where it is, and I don't know when it is. Also, one more announcement. The Land Use Committee, we just got an email that came across tonight, February 5th on Monday, where we have our Land Use Committee meeting at Sea Pines. One item has been pulled, and I know it's an item that's a real hot-button item. It's the Billy Encroachment Project on First Street. That item has been removed from the agenda, so don't show up for that one. Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Lindy Owen again. I wanted to just ask, we're hiring an administrative clerk. Is that budgeted, and is that a replacement person? Okay, just, okay, great. Thank you.
Julie Tacker, and there has not been an Emergency Services Committee meeting for 7 months. I think that's a huge disservice to the community in light of the very conversation that Lynette just mentioned, that there is interest in wildland fire and all of that. The committee should be working on that as well. As I understand it, the Fire Safe Council meeting is not a Brown Act committee, and the public would not be included in that. With regard to the general manager's report, the conservation program that she discusses, she has yet to tell your board how much time she's committed to that and how much that costs. How much is her administrative cost to the program? Also, a concern I have with the low-income assistance and the draw from the Community Foundation, when your board had the low-income assistance item on its agenda in December, the amount of money that was going to be accessed was $30,000 total. This is an additional $30,000 to a $10,000 draw that's already been had. So that takes the total to $40,000, and I don't believe your board authorized that. So, again, that brings us back to, we really need to have a conversation about that money and what its intention is and what you're going to do with it. And then the septic systems that are being decommissioned, these were opportunities for recharge that don't appear to be happening. I want to speak about item G, so I will be back for that.
Any further public comment? Seeing none, I'm closing public comment.
I'll go ahead and make a motion then that the board go ahead and receive and file the items on the administrative and committee reports and approve the consent agenda with the exception of item G.
I second.
All in favor?
No, we have a resolution.
Sorry. And I just wrote a note about that to myself. Right, so you need to do a roll call.
Yep.
I would like to thank you.
She does. It's a resolution.
I know.
Vice President O'Hilsky?
Yes.
Director Storm?
Yes.
Director Cesena?
Yes, with the exception of D.
I'm sorry?
Yes, with the exception of D.
D. Thank you, sir. Yes. Director Tornatsky?
Yes.
And President Millage?
Yes.
Thank
yes. Thank you. All right. Okay, we're moving on to general action items. The first one is consideration of the district's portion of the Basin Management Committee's operating budget for calendar year 2018. I will now take public comment on this item. Seeing none, we'll move on. Staff, would you read the summary, please?
Yes. At the January 17, 2018 BMC meeting, Basin Management meeting, the committee approved the 2018 proposed budget. The proposed amounts were as follows, based on the percentage split of Los Osos CSD 38%, Golden State 38%, Slo County 20%, and S&T at 4%. And the Los Osos 2018 costs would be $61,370 for the 18-year budget, and the 2018-19 budget would be $50,654. Total for the calendar year would be $112,024. Financial impact, the district, we've set aside $38,000 for the BMC budget, so the impact would affect us by $23,370. There's adequate funds in the in Fund 500 to cover the anticipated increased costs, so I would have to, as we're in the middle of making the mid-year adjustments, I would have to bring that total up to $61,370. And Rob's report from BMC is attached.
Do we have any discussion from the board members?
The report says there's no Prop 218 budget line item, and is that because that's a non concept at the moment, or okay?
There didn't seem to be enthusiasm to move ahead that way, and each of the purveyors was moving ahead with their own projects. Golden State had accomplished theirs. We're looking at accomplishing our well. We've got the 8th Street upper aquifer well in, so it just didn't seem needed, and the money got moved to the monitoring well that had been needed at Cuesta Inlet for years and years and years, the last saltwater intrusion monitoring well.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Is there any more discussion? Okay. Seeing none, thank you very much. I would like a motion.
I move that the board approve the district's...
Oh.
She just did it.
We asked.
Oh, in the restroom.
Oh.
How do you do that? Public comment before the staff report.
I'm not touching that.
That's
just historically not how we do it. Whatever.
Okay, I'll prepare to move the motion ahead. I move that the board approve the district's portion of the Basin Management Committee budget with respect to the costs anticipated in fiscal year 2017-18 in the amount of $61,370 and direct staff to include funding in the draft 2018-19 budget in the amount of $50,654 for the BMC expenses through calendar year 2019.
I second that.
All in favor? We can say aye on this one, right?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Any opposed? So the motion is approved. All right. Item B, the appointment of District Advisory Committee chairpersons and alternate chairpersons and appointment of district representatives to outside agencies by the board president. I will take public comment now on this item. After what?
Some staff report. Some recommendations.
Then you listen to the public and you make
a decision. This is unusual for us.
Actually, there's no staff report.
There is no staff report. This is what we do. Right. I'm just making the appointment. So,
Julie Tacker, I'll take the opportunity to take public comment then at this time. And generally speaking, the board president lays forth the committee assignments. opens it up for the public to agree with, disagree with, make further recommendations. The board president has then the opportunity to change her mind or not with the input from the public. And then you take a motion to ratify your recommendation, if that's whatever that ends up being. So historically, that's how it's been. But if you choose to shake it up, maybe it would have been nice to know that that you're going to be doing it differently.
Lindy Owen, I am accustomed to having the discussion of what the matter is and then having the board discuss it some, then have the public comment. And then if there's any questions from the board that the public has brought up, then you have a chance. But I did not see the staff report, so I don't even...
There is no staff report.
Yeah, well, I would certainly prefer to hear a discussion amongst you, and then you get to listen to the public comment, because that's why we come, is to be part of the conversation. But if we have to start a conversation without knowing what we're talking about, it doesn't really work. And traditionally, I do believe the public comment has come after each of these items, not before. So if we could have a discussion about whether you can correct the protocol back to what seemed to work better, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't get that.
Okay, so I'm going to start my list of appointments. For finance, I am appointing Director Ohilski, the finance committee. For utilities, I'm appointing Director Sasania, and for parks and recreation, I'm appointing Director Tarnowski. That was the easy part. So now our discussion has to turn to a request from the CAL FIRE Unit Chief Jalbert. He requested to not have any CAL FIRE personnel attend the Emergency Services Advisory Committee meetings. His request is that the attendance of the North Coast Battalion Chief and or the Coastal Division Chief at the Emergency Services Advisory Committee meetings be discontinued. So I'm going to read you the list of reasons that we were given, and then we will have discussion. Okay. So the first reason is that the CAL FIRE staff are the subject matter experts on public safety. CAL FIRE staff provide the board directly with recommendations, information, and guidance at the monthly board meetings. Given their positive working relationship with General Manager Osborne, they believe that face-to-face interaction with her is easy to arrange as needed. The close proximity of Station 15 to the CSD offices allows the chiefs to directly state their needs and or to receive direction in a timely manner. Their budgets go through the Finance Committee, as do other departmental budgets, and thus receive the attention of financial professionals on the FAC committee before the board reviews them. Thus, ESAC meetings are not time efficient. And efficient and effective time management is crucial to CAL FIRE given their myriad responsibilities. I will open discussion.
Do we need vice chairs for the committees before you?
Alternates.
Right, alternates.
I believe I actually have those. Yes. Yes, we do. Except I didn't write it down.
Well, can we talk about, while you're writing it down, can we talk about this? Because obviously if fire's not going to be there, I don't see the value of having the committee, quite frankly. But I would say if we're not going to have that committee, then they have to attend the Financial Advisory Committee, and we'd have to go through an in-depth discussion about the budget. And just, you know, the level, you know, the form funding, pardon me, you know what I'm talking about, the level four funding and that kind of stuff, because having been chair of both committees, there's the primary issue we have at ESAC is the budgetary issues, I think. But I think that if we're not going to have the committee, then we have to have, for lack of a better term, extra financial advisory committee meetings where they agree to work with the financial advisory committee on the budgetary process. So that would be my comment on what you just read.
Okay, so but this year there was the budget did go through the finance committee only.
No, but I'm just saying I'd like to see a more back and forth with the fire and the committee.
It's not fair to the finance committee for fire not to take the first crack at their budget.
Right.
This is from...
Which they would do with the general manager.
This is from Scott Jalbert, who really has had no... how much interaction has he had with the district here? It's not from coming from Mr. Alex, our battalion chief. So he doesn't really have a history of the things that have come out of ESAC, the special fire tax. There's a lot of good that's come out of that committee. I'm not inclined to look favorably upon disbanding that committee. Maybe it limped through this last year. I don't really think our financial picture is quite as clear as we think it is. But I've made that pretty clear in the past. I'm not in favor of this at all.
I'm yes and no. Here's the yes.
Can you please?
Yeah, here's the yes. If you look back at last year, the whole state of California almost went bluey. North of us, south of us, east of us, and so on. And if the fire department gives a presentation here, it's going to reach more people. Doesn't mean that they need to show up all the time, so I don't know how you do some, I don't know how you do it. I understand what you're trying to accomplish, but, yeah.
Well, can I just?
Sure.
We can't force them to come.
Right.
Okay. And none of the good ideas that come from people, they can go anywhere. They can email. They can come to other meetings. There's no magic spell over any meeting that is where it's the only place where good ideas can come forward. And I've, in all 4 years on this board, I've never understood that. Is there pixie dust at these meetings? Do people's good ideas only appear at the committee meetings when they have a microphone in front of them? Or is it just that they, I don't understand. I get emails all the time. I answer emails about the homeless issue in the Midtown site. I get good ideas in those. What? Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, we have this attachment to precedent, and things that happened have to keep happening in a district that was bankrupt, in a district that has a series of problems in the past where precedent ought to be discarded. I mean, it's insanity. It's the apocryphal definition of insanity to keep repeating things when you're doing them wrong. So again, I'm confused. I've never understood what is sacred about all of this. That it doesn't deprive anybody of anything. There's more public attention and more people watching at the full board meetings. We still can have. I don't get it. I'm baffled. And so, if this is how we streamline things and this is what Cal Fire wants, I promised everybody when I ran I would do what Cal Fire wanted. I've got a pretty solid record of doing that. So I'm inclined to honor their request, contract or no. Or, you know, I mean, if that's what they want, I wouldn't argue to put it in a contract. So there you go.
Well, two things. I think that our first obligations to the people of the community and not to Cal Fire. And second, do you doubt the power of collaborative discussion? And that's where problems get solved, is in typically a group discussion. Email chains, how long does it take to get any meat out of an email chain? Throwing ideas around, waiting for somebody to get back. Problems get solved when you get people around a table in a room.
I agree. Problems do get solved. But there's no, exactly, so there's nothing sacred about any particular room at any particular time. You get the talent in the community, they can meet anywhere they want. We just had a big fire meeting where apparently it was very constructive. So I don't think there's a...
Unfortunately, it had to be prompted by someone outside of the CSD who supposedly has the fire charge in this town.
Well, and that's
too bad. We haven't had a meeting yet in the past year.
Maybe we should do that, but I don't think that's the same question if we're talking about... And you're right, our first responsibility is to the voters, and when I in order to honor those voters, I'm going to do what I promised to do. So that's it.
So let's think about having an ad hoc committee for the fire budget. That's the big item of the year. And then...
Looking at me to chair that committee?
No, not necessarily, no. There's always Director Storm.
Sure.
Great.
Who is on the ad hoc committee? Who have you appointed?
I haven't made an appointment yet. I'm talking
sorry.
About the possibility of doing that. Would that ease some of your concerns about the burden on the Finance Committee?
No, I don't have a concern about the burden on the Finance Committee. What I just want to make sure is there's opportunity to have a back and forth between the committee and fire. It's not a burden.
No, I'm
issue.
Pretty
it's
sure
just,
I can make sure they show
I mean,
up
I
for that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm kind of split down the middle on this one, to tell you the truth. I mean, we can't force fire to come. I've been chairman of ESAC multiple years, and I always found those meetings to be productive, but I also know that sometimes they've gotten off on tangents that have been, for lack of a better term, non-productive. So I'm kind of split down the middle on this one. I was wondering, would it be worthwhile to defer this just decision, and maybe you and I meet with the fire and talk this over with them rather than just go by the basis of a letter? It's just a thought.
All right. So I've had...
Or maybe you've already talked to them.
I've been part of several discussions with all three chiefs in the room at the same time.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Right. It wasn't appropriate to discuss that then. And they're pretty clear. Pretty clear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think all of us together are big and strong enough to get them into a room where they don't want to be.
Point of order, because this
no,
was,
no, no,
you
no,
said
no.
that
There's
this...
There's no point of order from the public, ma'am.
It's a point of order that
no,
this was
no, no, no
staff
no, no.
report.
Please sit down.
I would
no,
like
no,
to do
no,
public
no.
comment.
You cannot do that.
So the point of order is that there was
there
staff report,
no such thing
no
as
information
a point of order
that
from
I had. Now I'm asking
the board.
To speak.
Yes, thank you. Please sit down. Please sit down.
Yeah, this is not a democratic process anymore,
down.
Ms. Millage.
If I might interject just for
sure,
a moment,
please,
just to bring you back on track. The issue that is before the board for action tonight is whether or not you want to appoint a person to be chair of a committee, and or an alternate chair. So if we could limit the discussion to that, you can decide whether or not to appoint a chair of the committee. Now, that I hate sounding like a lawyer, because obviously if you don't appoint someone to chair the committee, then the committee's not going to be meeting. But that's the only action that's before you tonight.
Okay. So for tonight, for this meeting, I'm not going to be appointing a chair for the Emergency Services Committee, and we will... Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. For finance, it's Director Wachilski and Director Storm as the alternate. For utilities, Director Cesena and myself. And for Parks and Recreation, Director Tornatsky and Director Ohilski. Okay.
Before we move on, could I just make a suggestion? I know. For part of our future agenda items, I'd like to just come back and revisit this issue about the ESAC committee if we could. That's all.
I'd ask for level four staffing to come back, and I was willing to let the committee do all of that lifting so that we didn't have to do it here at board level, but I guess we're going to be doing that here.
My understanding is that the chiefs are working on their report for about that will include 4-0 staffing options. So I think that's well in hand. All right. So further appointments for the Water Resources Advisory Committee, Director Sasena and General Manager Osborne as the alternate. For the Integrated Resource Water Management Committee, General Manager Osborne with the alternate Director Sasena. The Los Osos Fire Safe Council, assuming we can find it, I will be attending. And Director Storm would be my alternate. For the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, Director Ohilski is the primary, and I will be the alternate for that. For CAPSLO, Director Sasena and myself. And for LOCAC, Director Tornatsky and Director Ohilski.
We're covering Eastern Europe really well.
I know. And if you can't do it, I'll do it. Fine, I'll do it. Basin Management Committee, Director Ohilski is the primary, and Director Sasena is the alternate. Okay, we're going to select renew committee members at our March meeting. And please, please contact your appointees by Wednesday, February 7th, and request that they send a new contact sheet / application to Ms. Coudart by her deadline of February 20th. Otherwise, we aren't going to be able to work that through. It's just an updated.
I just wanted to know if I could even bring that up. So I didn't just.
No, they serve at the pleasure of the director and the client.
Okay.
I'm just contact.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just contact information. There we are. And then if we have any openings, then we will use the newest procedure for appointments. Okay. All right, moving on to item C. Consider the Local Agency Formation Commission, LAFCO, the request for a nomination for alternate special district member.
On January 25th, 2018, the district received notice requesting nominations for the alternate special district member seat on the LAFCO Board of Directors. The alternate position term currently filled by Ed Ebby. Was up in December of 2017. The nomination and election instructions are attached, and nominations must be received by LAFCO no later than February 22nd by 12 noon. The annual slow chapter of CSDA meeting is scheduled for February 23rd at 5:30 in the Avila Beach Community Building. The slow chapter acts as the independent special district selection committee, which selects representatives to LAFCO.
I will take public comment now on this item.
Nope. I would just comment before as part of the staff report. Oh.
Public comment. I just wanted to say there's no point in doing public comment because I know nothing about this item because there's no information to the public. So thank you again for putting us before we have anything to comment about.
How can I? Are we closing public comment?
Yes, we're closing public comment. Okay.
I was just going to make a comment and a clarification on this. So right now the special district member on LAFCO is myself and my mind just went blank. Robert Enns from Cayucas. So we're the two members right now, and this is for the alternate. If we wanted to nominate a person for alternate member, but my term is up at the end of 2018. So anyway, that's what it is. So Enns and myself are the two members right now, and then Ed Eby is our alternate.
Okay.
Okay, so here we're requested to nominate kind of like a delegate, right?
If either Robert and I don't show up or we have to step down or whatever, this is the person that steps in and takes our place.
Okay.
I thought that we were
an alternate member.
It's not like the thing where it happened last time where every district selected a speaking person. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. So what kind of qualifications should such a nominee have?
He has a phone.
We meet once a month on the third Thursday of the month, and it has to do with basically sphere of influence, primarily sphere of influence and municipal services types of things. So, but that's what we deal with. So. We have seven members on the board, two from the Board of Supervisors, two from the cities, and two from the special districts, and then a public member. And then each one of those four categories has an alternate member. So that's it.
And there is anybody said, hey, I want to do this? Or is this just asked to kind of fill in the blank?
Does any director, does any director have anyone they'd like to nominate for the alternate special district member?
This is kind of odd, because unless one of you would like a nomination, right, we'd be nominating someone from outside of our district or
outside of the district.
Right. No, part of the rules here for the nominations are, there's two things. Has to be a person in our district,
right,
and that person in our district has to consent to their nomination.
But it could be a member of the public then. We could just, someone that lives here in Osos, that kind of thing?
No, it would have to be a special district member.
A special district, okay.
All right.
So I'm not going to do that to somebody not on this board. So unless somebody here is willing, Marshall, don't get sick.
I served as the chair for the last year, so.
Yeah,
I
should keep.
Okay.
I move we take no action on this.
Right. And I agree. We'll take no action on this. Do I need a second for that and the whole thing?
No. Because if you just take no action, then there's no action taken.
Thank you. Okay.
I know.
All right. Item G, yes, I know. You have to give me time to turn my page. So now we'll have discussion of item G. And we need public comment on this, correct? All right. So, Director Cesena, you pulled this item. What are your questions?
Yes, I did. Okay. Well, okay. I guess I'll just go right from the staff reports. I guess I'm wondering what's changed from the initial $3,600 a month contract that was supposed to accomplish all of our accounting and bookkeeping duties. I read that in the past 6 months there have been adjustments to accounting and bookkeeping duties and procedures, but I don't know what those are. And I guess I'm wondering if Mr. Stilt still has a role, or has it all been turned over to his assistant? Is she worth the $3,600 a month? It just seems like all of a sudden $5,000. We're paying a lot for bookkeeping. And I'm wondering what's changed. Did Mr. Stilts just not know? MIP, all of a sudden we're training him, we're training an assistant. We're training a lot of people that I thought came with knowledge.
Madam Chair, you want me to?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Yes, there's definitely more time involved than originally we expected. We were going off of what the past bookkeeper was, the time that they were spending. And obviously, we know that they weren't actively participating in the district's program, which takes a lot of time, which is one of the reasons why they switched to an Excel sheet instead of using the system, because it is a little bit difficult, but luckily for us, Adrienne is a very quick learner, and so she's able to get through it quicker. We have in his proposal, or updated proposal, if you will, we've definitely added some more items to their list that originally we did not have, and these are items that Anne, you know, she's working as hard as she can possibly work. There's just so many hours she can do. So we're trying to help her. She's relieving more. She was doing a bit of accounting still. And so those items have been passed over to Adrienne as well. Just all around more time to keep things straight. And it was something that we discussed at FAC a few months ago. And at that time, the FAC committee members did mention that, you know, said, you know, we know that this is going to take more time, and you probably didn't realize what you guys were getting into. And yes, and so, and then as far as your other question goes, as far as Stilts, his role compared to Adrienne's role, he's completely given her the whole thing. So she doesn't do, she helps with other things with him, but she completely gives 100% of our time that we need from her. She gives it to us. And and then at one point somebody mentioned, you know, hey, can't we just steal her from him and just hire her ourselves? And she said no. She said she works for Bob, and Bob is paying her, you know, he pays all her workman's comp and all her benefits and everything, so it would actually cost us more even if we were able to convince her to leave. But she's not doing that. That's her boss. And so the finance committee already had this discussion with her.
I was there for that discussion. I remember that. But I kind of remember it more in the context of we're going to need extra services for a short time to get through the audit and straighten things out. I didn't realize it was going to be a permanent increase every month in the future.
I have some, that's something,
yes,
we
please.
Talked about extensively, and you missed our last meeting, but we did talk about it again. Part of the issue, if I understand this, is part of these costs are going to be mitigated by the restructuring and the administrative staff that we're doing in the office. So it's not all new money. So Anne's going to go back to her former work position, and then, you know, the position we're advertising now. So the whole, it's not just this one thing. It's a restructuring of the entire administrative staff, as I understand it. So, because we did talk about that extensively. We wanted to hire Adrienne, but just not happening.
That's pretty clear.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, I'm thinking about this. I think probably the worst outcome would be to hire someone directly if we don't have to, because the benefits, the fringe benefit portion of that and everything else that goes with it is, yeah, so anyway, but I agree with Director Cesena that, so what's the percent on that? I mean, yeah, right, I know, but I see where he's coming from.
Okay. All right. I will take public comment on this item at this time. 3 minutes.
I only speak in 3-minute intervals. Ask Jeff. Julie Tacker. This is a 39% increase in the contract. The RFP that went out was only responded to by Mr. Stilts. Mr. Stilts did not have the tools in his toolbox to work at this district, and you paid for him to learn. You are paying for his assistant to learn. You're paying for your general manager to learn. Perhaps if the RFP had said MIP trained, you would have gotten someone that already knew how to use this software. What I appreciate, Vicki, is that there was a discussion of the board and the general manager before public comment, because I'm backing down my rhetoric in that I understand now that the financial impact may be shared by the restructuring of the staff. If that is in fact true, the staff report should have reflected that, so that you and even Chuck wouldn't have been caught off guard by this amount of money. $1,400 a month increase in a very small contract is a very big deal. But if a thorough staff report had analyzed the financial impacts, there would have been no question, the item likely would not have been pulled, and no public comment. So it starts at the top, and I think it could have been better explained. And I was upset at the Finance Committee. I was the only one who talked about it, and unless you talked about it after I left, Marshall. But I was the only one that talked about it at the Finance Committee, because I had only this staff report to go from.
Lindy Owen, thank you for letting public comment appear at the end of your discussion. I kind of would like to, when you say that you're going to spread the costs around with the new hire and taking a little relief off of everybody, I would like to ask, what is the amount in the end more? Because that's maybe the ultimate question. I don't understand how we just gave a raise to our general manager after being told that she could do the her firm could do the job for a certain amount. Then all of a sudden, it's not like this district is doing more work than they ever did before. We're doing less as our audits get clarified and our bookkeeping gets straightened out. I see that there should be less money going towards running our CSD in general. And so I don't see where this adheres to that goal of cutting costs, because our customers, our ratepayers, pay for this in general. So I'm not real pleased to see this increase of 1,400 a month. That's almost a full-time employee at low rates. And I don't understand how bookkeeping, once it's straightened out and running smoothly, the learning curve is over. There should be either just keep it at that steady rate or explain what the extra work is, because this basically is pretty vague description of the extra work that's coming on. So I think the public deserves a better explanation of why an increased cost. Thank you.
Are there any further comments from the board or staff?
I would just like to make two comments. And then, first of all, again, I know that I don't know if you have dollar amounts on how this gets mitigated in the restructuring. That's something probably we should have talked about, but that was a good point. But I would also point out that this is on a month-to-month basis, so it's not for 6 months or a year or whatever. And my committee would say, and I know, Chuck, you've been to my meetings, my committee would say Adrian's a gift to this district. So I'm going to go ahead and move that the board adopt Resolution 2018-05 accepting Robert Stilts, CPA, to provide bookkeeping and accounting services for the district and direct staff to enter into a month-to-month agreement beginning February 1st, 2018 at $5,000 monthly flat rate.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
I'd like to take a roll call.
I'm sorry, it's another resolution?
Yes.
Please excuse me.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I thought legal counsel was going to have to ask something. Vice President O'Hill.
Yes.
Director Tarnowski.
Yes.
Director Sasanya.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Storm.
Yes.
President Millage.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're unanimous.
All right.
So we're back in agreement.
Read it. All right. Does any board member have a request to receive feedback? Any direction to staff to prepare information and a request a formal agenda report be prepared and the item placed on a future agenda? And, of course, no formal action can be taken. So do I have any future agenda items?
Not necessarily next month, but I would still like to have some further discussion regarding the ESAC.
I think we want to have a full conversation about that. I also recall at the last meeting, because I can remember 2 weeks ago, last month, I don't know. Vice President Ohilski raised the possibility that we consider adding weed abatement authority through LAFCO. I don't know if we want to go direct to the agenda with that, or if we want an ad hoc committee, or we want to ask staff or whatever, but I think that's a good idea, and I would like to see that taken forward before I'm done. I feel like there's something else, but not from me. I thought somebody else had something at the end of the meeting last time, but anyway. That's all for me.
I concur with Marshall. I think we need to revisit ESAC, and it was a fuzzy discussion. I'm not sure where we are on that. So.
And I will work to
defuzzy it.
Well, I will work to defuzzy it, and I will work to get the fire chiefs
good
to stay in the room. Okay. Director Sasanen, did you have anything else?
I was just going to say, if you want to do an ad hoc for the weed abatement, I'll be more than happy to serve on that because I'm the one that raised the issue, and I think it's an important item. And mm-hmm. I think with one other board member, we could do a lot of analysis and research on that.
Okay. Do I have a volunteer for that? Okay, I'll do it.
I thought you already did. I thought I could.
All right.
Marshall and John Eric.
Okay. All right. Anything? Any other comments?
I would just like to reiterate what Utilities Manager Acosta said earlier. It's been the nicest summer we've ever had here this winter. The last 4 months, I read today that average monthly temperatures were up between 5.5 and 9.9 degrees over the monthly average. That's warm since October. No rain. We are definitely back in drought. And extra incentive not to be watering outside this next month, because these are the 2 months, I think, that the county sets your rates and charges for your sewer. So if you're watering your plants outdoors, you're going to pay all year long based on that usage.
It's the summer of January, I think.
Is it? It feels too much like L.A., which is a bad thing.
Feels more like Phoenix to me, but whatever. I just had one thing. We had this announcement that was on our table here. The Rotary's electronic recycling event will be Monday, February 19th through Saturday, February 24th at the Los Osos Trinity Methodist Church. Please do not put batteries and electronic stuff in your recycled bins, because they're not supposed to go there. The purpose of this event is you can take your old computers, your monitors, whatever, and not pollute the environment. So I would encourage everybody, the February 19th through the 24th, to take your electronic recycling over to Trinity Methodist Church at the corner of Los Osos Valley Road and Pine Street.
Seeing no further comment, I'm going to adjourn this meeting at this point.
Bravo.
Where were those?